الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه المصطفى، ما بعد. حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات إلى لقاء جديد من لقاءات العربية المثلين Dear Brothers and Sisters. Welcome to the new session of the Arabic for Beginners. Said yesterday that inshallah ta'ala we are going to move on and today we are with al-af'al wa anwa'iha, al-af'al wa anwa'iha. أفعال جمع فعل، والفعل هو حصول شيء ما، حدوث أمر ما، وقوع أمر ما. والأفعال ثلاثة، الأفعال في اللغة العربية ثلاثة: ماض ومضارع وأمر. الماضي هو ما دل على حصول شيء قبل زمن التكلم، تقول ضرب، أكل، شرب، لعب. درس وهكذا، صام، صلى. والثاني هو المضارع، نعم، والثاني هو المضارع. والمضارع يعني the verbs are three in Arabic: the past tense and the present tense and the command. And the command, and we are going to define each one. The ماضي is what proves something happened in the past or before the time of speaking. You say ضربَ, meaning in the past. He did it, something or someone pre to the time of saying this. And the mudara is what proves something happened during the time of the speech. You say yadribu, he is beating. And then we have the amr, which means that it's a request for something to be done in the near future, really, after the time of speaking. Qadr, beat, na'am. Tala ahkamu al-fi'l, ahkamu al-af'al, ahkam al-af'al. Ahadna, we got now أنواع الأفعال, and we are going to speak about أحكام الأفعال. Each فعل has a حكم, a ruling. الماضي مفتوح الآخر أبدا. The past is, the ماضي is always مفتوح, أبن فتحة, مبني على الفتح, يبيني مبني على الفتح, مبنيون على الفتح. والأمر مجزوم أبدا, and the أمر, the command, is always مجزوم, meaning the end of it is having the ruling of جزم. والمضارع مرفوع أبدا. So the مضارع is always مرفوع at the end of it حتى يدخل عليه ناصب أو جازم. The مضارع will continue being مرفوع up until a جازم or ناصب precedes it to change the ruling of it. طيب الماضي مبني على الفتح لايك أكل شرب لعب. الأمر مبني على يعني السكون اضرب العب اكتب. المضارع مرفوع and the signs for love are different and we are going to talk about this later إن شاء الله. So it is مرفوع except when a ناصب like أن لن كي إذن. When one of these نواصب or tools of نصب precedes the فعل المضارع then the ruling of this فعل المضارع is changed from مرفوع to منصوب and it can be مجزوم when a جازم أداة جزم or a tool for جزم precedes it like لم لا الناهية لم لما and the like. So in the مرفوع you say يأكل محمد الطعام. In the منصوب you say لن يأكل محمد الطعام. In the مجزوم you say لم يأكل محمد الطعام. Now and we'll inshallah speak more widely about this when we come to the نواصب and جوازم in the coming دروس. But for now I would like to apologize the short short and late class of today. It is just because you guys your time is valuable and you have wasted some of it in waiting for me. This will make me forced to give the dance and encourage. Otherwise, I am not feeling, and I'm feeling very tired. So I'm afraid that I get, some confusion or unclear explanation. That's why I got to have some rest and apologize for that. I will inshallah put more light on this. On the dance of tomorrow, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.